Today is Monday the 13th of October, the feast of St. Edward the Confessor, in the 28th week of Ordinary Time.
Thank you for the sun, thank you for the moon, thank you for the stars above and the darkness too. Bless you for your peace, bless you for your grace, bless you for your perfect love and your perfect ways. And all shall be well, all shall be well, all manner of things shall be well.
Liz Spice and Dee Wilson, with Good Shepherd Collective, sing All Should Be Well.
All manner of things shall be well. Only use me as you will, remove my selfish pride, create in me a servant heart to bless your holy bride. And when my work is receive my spirit, Lord, welcome me home. And all shall be well, all shall be well, all manner of things shall be well. And all shall be
today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
All manner of things shall be well.
When the crowds were increasing, Jesus began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It asks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so the Son of Man will be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to listen to the wisdom of Solomon. And see, something greater than Solomon is here. The people of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the proclamation of Jonah. And see, something greater than Jonah is here."
How do you hear these words of Jesus today? You might have questions. The passage might prompt you to find out more about the references to the characters and places. But what pictures are painted in your imagination? Perhaps an imposing old master's work that sweeps across history, yet is full of intricate detail. Stand in front of the painting and let your eyes roam, and then home in on the detail. Take in the crowds. Look carefully amongst the people. Find the characters named in the passage. Notice what each is doing, their facial expressions. Feel the connection across the generations to the present day, the whole of humanity. Something greater is here. Jesus. Listen to the passage again and place yourself in the scene. Who are you? Recognize yourself. And then find that something greater. How do you recognize him?
When the crowds were increasing, Jesus began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It asks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so the Son of Man will be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to listen to the wisdom of Solomon. And see, something greater than Solomon is here. The people of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the proclamation of Jonah, and see, something greater than Jonah is here."
Allow yourself to speak with this something greater. Take your time. You might want to return to the scene at different points throughout the day, as you mingle with the whole of humanity, noticing how you are part of it, and remembering that something greater is here. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.